वन्देहम् श्रीगुरु.
The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 5th of January, 1977, in Bombay, India.
Sri Rupam Chakrajatam. And to save them is paropakara, real welfare. But our duty is to try. How many tickets we have got?
We've got 20 tickets for the devotees in second class, plus two for yourself and I serve in first class.
Well, it's not the consideration of tickets, it's just on the midnight of 31st and 1st, when I was very disturbed, I just got into the train for a drive, being a railway man. And there was just some intuition that I came here and I had your darshan.
When you came?
On the 31st and 1st, on the first morning.
Yeah.
And from that, I, as happens to be, I've been coming every day. I have not started reading that one. I am reading the Shri Ishopanat. After I finish this, then I'll start the meditation. I've read Gita, the ordinary one from Gita Press Gorakhpur. I've read Dr. Radhakrishnan's portion, Dr. Rajkumarachari. I hope to gain something more.
The difference between other Gita Naval Gita, we therefore say it as it is, no interpretation.
Yeah.
That is a disaster. Authority Krishna, and to interpret on his word is a very disaster.
Krishna has been good to me. Right from my childhood, I was brought up in a good religious family. I have always been able to have my way. I think that's what's wrong. I get very strong desires, likes, dislikes. I've been successful, very, very successful, material sense.
Now,
I want to. It doesn't leave me with peace.
Hare Krishna. What is your full name?
Ravindranath Gupta. I'm not a Bengali, I belong to Delhi. I've lived 8 years in Bengal. Chittaranjan, Durgapur. Monger.
So you can speak in Bengali?
I can understand. I mean, Valo Bangla Bhoti Parina, used to Parina.
Dali Hare.
No, not at all. Once upon a time I could read and write, but it's just out of touch.
Hey, Calcutta, Marwari, they speak very fluently.
Yes. Fluently. Being in railways, I've had about 8 cross-country transfers. Rajkot, Ajmer, Bombay, Ahmedabad, Bihar. So I know as much of Gujarati and Marathi too.
Rajasthani.
Rajasthani. Hindi is the mother tongue. Rajasthani is
Yeah. Hindi is understood everywhere. Bhagavad Gita, what you have learned,
the only thing that I have been able to learn is
Hare Krishna. Jaya. He's Dr. Patel. He's Mr. Gupta, railway officer. He arranged for our tickets.
You are going by plane or by car?
Train.
You are going also by train? It would be too much.
No,
strange.
First class is all right.
One first class. Because it takes more than 36 hours to reach.
No.
By Calcutta, I mean from, you know?
24 hours.
Or Kashi Express.
24 hours.
Kashi Express.
Kashi Express. Kashi Express reaches in the morning, just at 1 p.m.
I had gone by Kashi Express.
Either by Calcutta mail or there is a special leaving for Allahabad.
Oh.
There is a special train. We are running Kumbh Mela specials.
This one
is a regular train. This is Varanasi Express.
The special must not have first class, has it?
Special has first class.
That special will be better then.
No, it won't be because it leaves on 10th night and it will only go to Naini. It won't go to Allahabad.
Isn't it faster than
No.
Change it.
No.
From Naini you have to change.
You see, the Central Railway, we are taking pilgrims only to Naini and back.
Oh.
We are moving about 1 million passengers from this area. This area.
From Naini, they are going to the Kumbh Mela.
Naini, yes. It's a triangle. Mm. So from Naini, they will go to Kumbh Mela, come back to Naini and come back this
That's
side.
Right.
How far Naini is from Labat? Kashi Express is a new.
Not very new. That is also not very
old. 15 years old.
15 years.
Kashi Express go to Allahabad and comes back to
Bihar.
Right.
I had gone by there.
Actually,
Kashi Express was
before last Kumbh Mela. Then from Allahabad there is a state line from Bihar. Then it goes to Mughal. Kashi Express from it goes up to Kashi.
And how long are you going to stay there, sir?
As long as Prayagdev.
Mela will last up to middle of February, perhaps. No?
1 month, sir.
1 month?
No, I am not going.
It is very cold, huh? You know, extreme cold this season. And to take bath in confluence with this biting cold of this cold water.
I think sometimes should, I was taking.
You should take warm water.
In 1925, I was taking. I was touching the water and it was cutting.
Even now, it means you are cutting too much.
And as soon as I take a dip, everything is.
No, but now it is not right.
It is very nice.
Everything is numb.
Immediately water.
Wow.
As you
that,
say,
oh, that is all the case. Yes.
So long you do not take deep, it is very, so pinching, it is cutting your body. And as soon as you get a dip, 1, 2, 3, bash. Immediately.
No, but now at this age of yours?
Now.
You should warm the water and take water from
Constance,
bring in the tent, warm it up and take a bath. Or we get a pot of water here and daily put 2 drops in the bucket and take a bath. My wife was doing this. She used to put 2 drops of Ganga water.
Now if I take such deep, I may be paralyzed.
Oh yes, one man has actually died in Kashi Banaras by dipping in the Ganga. The water in Ganga is very cold even in summer, sir, huh? Summer also is very cold.
Coming directly from
Himalaya.
I had gone up to Prayag, pure, no mixture. Then Jamuna.
And Ganga mixed together.
They say Saraswati also.
Saraswati is the subterranean river. They call Saraswati everywhere, no? Hindu mythological river.
That's the last one.
Yes, it is mythological. Anyway, all subterranean water is Saraswati.
No, there is
you get Saraswati in Gujarat also. You get Saraswati in Maharashtra also. Anyway.
This is Dr. Patel. I heard him speaking 2 years ago because a tape came.
Did you?
At the time, you and Dr. Patel were having very heated conversations, but now I see he is subdued.
In these 2 years, I have made an extensive study of the Vaishnava culture, of all the three branches of main Vaishnavas. And I think, sir, that I have studied Shankara also extensively, and I think Shankara is misunderstood very much. What is your opinion?
No, not misunderstood. He made himself misunderstood.
But people are misunderstanding the real purpose of
Mayavadam. He has to please this Mayavadam. He has to present himself in that way. Otherwise, he is Vaishnava. Mayavadam asachastam pachannam baddham
uchyatam. Pacham Buddha, Shankaracharya.
Maiva gadidam devi kalo brahmanam.
These are all Vaishnavas. Krishna bhakti sansanga satsanga anyatha yanti vido api adaha. Even well-versed man will come down if he does not do this too. Now all the branches of, Vaishnavism, which is the same common thing.
Satan prasangat mamabhija sanvita bhavanti ritkarna sāyam. Without satsanga, nobody can understand Krishna. Napyāvā mabhijāna.
Swaminarayana had mentioned this as Krishna tad avatarasya geya tad pratimapicha natu jiva nrupadev adya bhakta brahma vidopicha. Even the highest bhakta, the brahmavid bhakta, they should not be worshipped other than Krishna and his avatarasya. But the followers, you know what they are doing?
They are not followers. If they do not follow their guru, what kind of followers?
Same with the Valbhacharya's followers.
Unless Guru trains the disciple rightly, they deviate.
The chief belief is that God comes in the form of the Guru, and so Guru should be worshipped as God even after his death. God comes in the form
and
of Guru is a fact. God comes in the form of Guru.
God.
That is the thing. God comes in the form of Guru, is all right. So, yatha deva para bhakti tatha, yatha deva tatha guru. Otherwise you cannot get
Guru is manifestation of God. But that doesn't kick out God.
They are kicking out God. And this fellow, Ganesh Puri, they are worshipping their statue of their old Guru only.
That's a common statement also. Guru Gobindong khare kaake lage paon, Balihari Guru aapno Gobindiyo bataye.
That's right.
I think that's the gist of the Guru and Bhagavan.
Those people who consider Guru in the place of God during his, imparting of knowledge to you, otherwise you won't get the knowledge. Yasya deve para bhakti yatha deve tathagur tasya eva katitad guna prakashante mahatmanaha. Otherwise all those things will not eliminate them. You see, am I right or wrong, sir?
Yes. Without Guru, we cannot control.
Guru is Guru.
Evam paramparata. Bhakti Pai Pai Bhakti Latabhi Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By Guru's mercy and Krishna's mercy, one can enter into Bhakti Marga. Without Guru's mercy, you cannot. And without Krishna's mercy also, you cannot. Krishna is situated within your heart. And if you are sincere, Krishna will give you the right Guru. And then Guru's, by Guru's mercy, you'll understand. This is
for our Grastashram and Kamyog, when at times the anger gets temporarily the better of you, what is the guidance which can bring you back to normalcy? Because in anger you can do a lot of things. You, as we call it, you spontaneously lose your temper.
So when you can conquer over your anger,
then you become Gorshan. Vasavidam, Krodavidam, Krodavidam. Manasavidam, Udharavidam, Upasavidam. Itar Vedan, the Vishaheta Dhira, is being Sasushya, the Guru. One cannot become Guru who has no control over these things. Vasavidam, the urge of speaking nonsense. Vasavidam, Krodavidam, the urge of anger. Manasavidam, urge of mind. Udharavidam, urge of the belly. Upatsavidam, urge of the genital. In this way, all the six Vedas, one who can control, he is fit for becoming Guru.
For us, Krodh and Lobh, it can be only one if you have, you understand the greatness of God and your mind perpetually in the separate of God. Then you don't have this Kaam, Krodh and Lobh. That is what other acharyas are
saying. Vasavidam, Krodhavidam, Udharavidam, Manasavidam. Itan Vedan, the six Vedas, one who can control, he is Gosham. Shami means master, Go means kingdom.
Ram, Krodh, Lobh, Master, Mo, Master and
six. Guruji says, the problem which I am putting as a common man is,
It is not for the common man.
I mean,
common man has to learn under the discipline of Guru. You cannot expect all these things from a common man.
It is
when you actually control all these things that you are a common man. You are representative of Krishna, then you can preach Krishna's pleasure.
There is one slope. Sarva-dharmān paritya māme kamsana kham svam sarva-pāpe brahmasam. This is path, Kaam Krodh and Lobh. He will relieve you from that path if you completely surrender.
Pāp, everything in the material world, whatever is due, there is pāp. In the material world, this is pāp, this is puṇa, this is mental control. Everything is pāp. Daitya, Bhadra, Bhadra, Sakali Sama. In the world of duality, material world, we are manufactured something, this is good, this is bad, this is moral, this is immoral. But Caitanya Caitanya author say, these are all mental concepts. Everything is the same, material. Material means bad. But we have made some convention, this is good, this is bad.
Lakshatra, by God's grace, I'm a very successful man. I'm youngest chief mechanical engineer on the center. I know Kaam, Krodh, Lobh, Moh, all are taken to extreme its path. I know it. But when they overcome in the heat of the moment, then you're not able to retrace yourself. It's only when
you have to practice how to use Kaam, Krodh. That is described by Narottam Das Thakur. Kaam Krishna Karmatman. Kaam means you have a strong desire to do something. That is Kaam. So Karmati, the strong desire for Krishna's activity. Kaam Krishna Karnat. Krodh Bhakta decision. And persons who are envious of the devotee, you become angry about them. You have got this quality, Kaam, Krodh, Lobh, but you can utilize it. That's why Hanuman, he became very angry and he set fire in the Lanka. Unless one is very angry, he cannot do that. But that Krodh
was applied to the jiva, krodh bhakta desija. So we can utilize kaam, krodh, moha, bewilderment. When we cannot find out a bhakta, then we should be bewildered. Sunnāyitam jagat-sarma. So therefore, bhakti process may that everything has to be purified. Krodh, Hanuman's krodh, to set fire, Lanka, it is purified krodh. But they cannot understand the krodh, how it is purified. But krodh can be purified. When it is bhaktadhyayana, those who are envious of God and His devotees, upon them you should be always angry. Now I have become bhakta, I cannot be found. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed by example. He said, Tinadapi suniti na tarurapi sahishma. But when Nityananda was injured, he became so angry, he immediately said, bring my chakra, I shall kill this Jagannamana. So at that time he is not Tinadapi. That is krodh bhaktadhyayana. So we have this kaam, krodh, moha, everything, whatever sense activities we have got. When they are utilized for Krishna, then it is true. Sarvapadhi vini bhaktam tatparanta. Now, there is fight. It's like political fight. And in political fight, both the parties, they are trying to get supremacy of their own sense activity. But here we fight Ram Ravan, Hanuman's krodh, was not for himself. He did not want the Lanka kingdom. But because Ramchandra wanted that this man should be punished, he cooperated. Yes? This is peace. In this way, when we purify all our activities, all our sensual activities, then it is right. Otherwise, it's like what God. He purified his senses. A Vaishnava is naturally non-violent. But in order to satisfy Krishna, he fought. That is purified. So we have to purify. Our activities cannot be stopped. That is not possible.
All activities done for the sake of Krishna or God are divyagna, jnaniyandi.
Madathe, matpara, mayasakta manaprata, yogam, this is yoga, yogam, jinyan, madhastra. Yoga, jinyan, madhastra. When he takes shelter, but this Mayavadi, where is Madhasra? He is Nirakar. So there is Mahasra. So they cannot perform this yoga. So there is no Madhasra. Asra Laiya Bhaje Krishna Tare Nahi Tyaji. If one takes shelter of Krishna and he walks under his direction, then he is never forsaken or rejected by him. He is always under the protection of him. Kaunti apradhyani nami bhaktapunati. That should be our duty. We shall act only to the direction of Krishna. Then our activities are purified. then we are liberated.
That requires Guru.
And unless Guru, how do you know? Guru is the representative of Krishna. We cannot directly meet Krishna at the present moment. So, this is called Bhavasharthika Buddhi. If we work under the direction of the representative of Krishna, that is perfect. Guru Mukha Padma Vakta Sistete Koriya Vika. Arana Koriya Mane Aad. You are singing very. Whatever Guru has said, take it seriously. Don't manufacture your ideas. Guru Mukha Padma Vakta Sistete Koriya Vika. Arana Koriya Mane Aad.
Just as you have given an example of Krodh by Lord Hanuman in Bhadri Lanka, are there any such instances where a Lok could also be personified, Lord Krishna's desire?
Oh yes. Just as gopis, they were always entering, when is that Sri Krishna, when is that? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Sunnayitam Savam Jagat Sadvam Govinda Virahinam. I see everything vacant without Govinda. This is ecstasy of love to meet Krishna. So when you are strongly hankering after Krishna, love, greedy, or devotee, then the love is properly there.
When Krishna disappearing from God,
there are so many things. You can imply your hankering for Krishna and his devotee.
One verse I said, Ekam Mulyam Lovulam.
Lovulam, yes, right. That is greediness. Lovulam, the Bharati by Rupa Goswami, he advises Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavitamati Kriyatam Jadi Kutopi Rabhati. This Krishna consciousness, you purchase, if it is available somewhere, immediately purchase. The next question is, if you want to purchase something, you must pay the price. Therefore, say that the price is lowlam, greedy. How I shall become? That is price. How I shall? That I can have very easily. No. Na janma koti sukriti vilam bhati. If one has done pious activities, but many, many births, he also cannot have this greediness. It's so rare. But if you have got that greediness, you get it.
Intense greediness.
Intense greediness. So one may think, oh, I didn't be very greedy. So the answer is, na janma koti hi sukhi hi labhate.
If a human being keeps on repeatedly showing calm, clothe, love, more. He keeps on trying to get over it. He keeps on
that is
falling
negative
in
side.
It and again keeps on trying.
That is negative side. First of all, just like mauna. Why mauna? There is no need of mauna. You have to chant. Kirtaniya sadhana. So, there is negative side and positive. The one who has no information on the positive side, they simply take the negative side. Brahma Satta Jagannitha. Jagannitha, it is all right. But what is this? Brahma Satta. Brahma Satta is here. When you are fully engaged in service. Brahma Satya does not mean I simply make negative this and there is no engagement. That Brahma Satya will not endure, will fall down. Because you are active. If you have no engagement, then you fall down again. Just like a child is engaged in playing, all right. But engaged in studying, if he gets little interest, then he automatically is playing. But if he simply stop playing, then he'll become mad. His activity is there. So these Mahabadi philosophers, they do not know. Material engagement, zero. Buddha philosopher, Nibbana. And that Nibbana is another word, Nirvishesh. That will not help us. There must be variety, and there must be positive drive, and that is bhakti. So without bhakti, you cannot stop your nonsense activity, neither.
Vishwa Paijana.
Huh?
Vishwa Paijana. This Rajyoga is a Chitta Vritti Nirodha, but even if you get the same thing by Ishwar Paijana. So, I mean, Vaishnava self is easier than getting the mind blank and then getting all in the parayana. Because here your mind is engaged to Lord. That is, we call as samadhi.
How long this time you work there? Just like a man is observing Ekadashi, fasting. Another man in the hospital is also fasting. So these two fasting, they're different.
Yes, we are fasting of all the senses and applying to God.
For satisfaction of Krishna. And they are compulsory fasting, but he has got desire. So param dishta nivartti. When you get better test, when you stop this nonsense, but better test, that is possible. Artificially, if you do, it is not
sir, Ekadashi, according to the Puranas, the story that all the 11 senses should be withdrawn from objects.
That is automatically. But Ekadashi is one of the
linked with God.
Process for Jaranika. Our Gurukul means how to teach them to become self-controlled. That is first. Literary education, second level. Grammar, second level. The first message is how to create them shanta-tanta, self-control.
But we have left the Punjab board, education board. But I think
and that's why I say, if you have to work under government control, it is very difficult. You can work independently, then it is fine.
Independent. I'm independent. I'm doing everything.
But if you get government help.
But the students go for examination in the board.
Okay.
Only.
Examination or no examination, the practice, the rules, that is sufficient examination. Suppose one of the items, that one has to rise early in the morning. So if one is rising early in the morning, there is examination. There is already examination. If one has to rise early in the morning, attend the Mangalarati, then sitting in the class and reading Bhagavad Gita, chanting, praying. These are all practice. There is no need of examination. If he is doing, then it is examination part.
The parents want
satisfaction. Therefore, if you want to satisfy the parents, the government, then it is not possible.
they have to go in colleges.
You have to satisfy Krishna.
Go in colleges.
I know that. Therefore I said that if you have to satisfy so many masters, it is not possible.
At the most, she can give some sort of a cultural education along with those
cultures. What is that cultural? If he does not practice, what is the culture? It is
practice. In Bhagavad Gita and practice.
Oh, what is the use?
The subject.
They will produce that such blind leaders. Therefore, we have to follow these astras. Then it is.